from Ezekiel 34, verses 11 to 16 and 20 to 24. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As shepherds seek out their flocks when they are among their scattered sheep, so I will seek out my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places to which they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land, and I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the watercourses, and in all the inhabited parts of the land. I will feed them with good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel shall be their pastures. They shall lie down in good grazing land, and they shall feed on the rich pastures of the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of the sheep, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek out the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, but the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them with justice. Therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep, because you pushed with flank and shoulder and butted all the weak animals with your horns until you scattered them far and wide. And I will save my flock, and they shall no longer be ravished, and I will judge between sheep and sheep. I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David shall prince among them, and I, the Lord, have spoken. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. Then he will say to those at his left hand, you that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked or sick, or in prison, and did not take care of you? then he will answer them. Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So as I said, today we remember and celebrate Jesus as Christ the King. Christ is the ultimate King of love, of honour, of glory. He suffered in shame through the shameful brokenness of humanity. He died in a shameful act of cruelty, but then he rose in the honourable glory of resurrection, raised to new life to show us all the way to new life, a new way of living out the love of God in the world. And Jesus isn't just the King of the next world. He's not the King of just this world. The King of spiritual stuff or the King of earthly stuff, Jesus is the King of all. And that's what we grapple with when we think we're in the driving seat of life, where we struggle to let go absolutely, no matter what's going on. We have to keep control for our security. And it was hard then too, to let go absolutely and let Jesus be Lord and King. And they had him teaching directly to them. It was hard even before then, even before God had brought us to reconcile with him through Jesus, as he came and lived among us, fully human and fully divine. And that's where I'd like to begin here, as we reflect on these readings. In the journey of God's people, told to us through scripture, we see how they became discontent at having a divine and royal king in God. They didn't want that. They wanted a down-to-earth real king, just like the other nations had, who were constantly defeating them and holding them to ransom. They didn't want judges as they'd had in their day. They wanted kings. And kings they got, and look what happened. There was a swathe of kings who, in the biblical terms, did evil in the sight of the Lord. They caused suffering and humiliation, and eventually the capturing of Jerusalem and on into exile in Babylonia. But then we read later on in the second book of Samuel how God revealed to King David that through his royal line there would come a righteous and sinless king, a king of goodness, who would come to bring order and restoration to his people. God would enthrone the King of Kings, the King of Glory, to show everyone the way. And in this parable of the sheep and goats that Lizzie read, the opening sentence says it all. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory, the throne of the King of Glory. And it's through this parable we get a glimpse of what that glory might mean on the ground for us. Sheep and goats back then were very different, but both common, and the earliest animals that were domesticated, and they were used here by Jesus as an analogy of honour and shame, especially of the men and families of that day. Sheep suffered in silence, and the men who suffered in silence in those days were deemed honourable and strong and dignified. Goats, on the other hand, were deemed to be very brash and frisky creatures, sharing their female goats around, for example. And in that culture of honour and shame of that time, a man whose wife was promiscuous perhaps or had committed adultery was hugely shamed beyond measure. Honour and shame, in or out, they were the judgment markers of that day. And back then, all this status defining would be determined by hospitality. Not just the hospitality offered to guests and visitors, but also the kindness that we offered, that was offered to complete strangers. Kindness extended to relatives is not hospitality, but steadfast love. Still worthy, but and a very frequent term used in the Old Testament, a term that describes God's love for Israel and what God offers in love to those people of Israel. But you can now begin to see how Jesus has used relevant language and cultural contexts and meanings to get across the true meaning of hospitality that he wants us to know and live out. The sheep extended hospitality to strangers. Lord, when it was it that we saw you hungry? And the goats neglected that opportunity. And here we can link up with the Old Testament reading from the prophet Ezekiel that Rob read, and his prophecy that God is coming through and that the lost sheep of Israel, the lost shepherd of Israel, the flawed, the human kings will give way to God, the true shepherd of Israel, who will offer rest and respite, healing for the injured and strength for the weak. And as we lead into Advent next week, we will begin that watching and waiting for the coming of the true shepherd and the true king of peace and hospitality and love. But I don't know if you noticed that both the sheep and the goats were actually surprised when Jesus pointed out to them the measures of their actions, the ones who ministered and the ones who didn't. Both simply couldn't recall having done those things or not done those things for Jesus. And we might reflect, what if this might be bringing home to us a time to reflect in the way that we offer hospitality and kindness to the stranger in the name of Jesus, or whether there's been times when we've withheld it, we've not taken the opportunity. To be honest, the amount of times I've looked back and thought, I shouldn't have said that, or I shouldn't have done that. But also, we're not so good at realizing that sometimes we are of help and service to others as well. Are you a sheep or a goat or a bit of both, depending on the circumstances and the conditions? Either way, we are called to love because we're from that God and King of love. And it's our true, true longing and belonging to be living out that truth. We are called to live out the glory of love. And note how closely Jesus identifies himself with the disadvantaged here. I was hungry, I was thirsty, I was a stranger, I was naked, I was sick, I was in prison. Jesus dwells within us all through his Spirit of wholeness. And we can bear this presence of our High King, no matter how diminished or devalued we or wider humanity seems to be, or how frightened we seem to be, especially in these days. Jesus Christ and the hospitality of love, glory on the ground, is at the heart of all who that we are and that all that we're called to be in his name. And we truly become church when we seek Christ through others, and sometimes surprised when we have ministered to Christ and not even realized it, because it's not called that. Wreath making, holiday at home, quizzes, coffee get-togethers, and inviting an open special place like our church to find peace and hospitality. And equally, those who have not done so well in the hospitality stakes at one time or another might be shocked when accused of having neglected Christ and what that means. But that isn't us it's not ours to judge. It's for the conscience of our own hearts and God alone. But the message is clear. There is a thin line between sheep and goat. There's a bit of bad in the best of us and a bit of good in the worst of us. But we can go away from here and try and honour God's love for all in whatever we do, whoever we meet, so that we too can be honoured for the goodness and justice and love revealed in them, and that whatever restrictions bind us, whatever prisons hold us, we can at least be free to be the people God wants us to be and to live the life of justice, mercy and peace that God wants us to live. So let's all say yes to Jesus, the shepherd who would love his sheep to the very end. Yes to Christ, the King, who invites us to inherit his kingdom. And let's say yes to living his life and remembering his challenging yet saving words. Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do unto me. Amen.